right, episode 125. Rob, we're back.
125.
It's been so long since we've done one of these.
I know.
I almost don't know how we do this anymore.
We've been on break. We've taken a hiatus.
We've been on break because we've had some vacays. You know,
okay.
The end of summer for us vacations. Everybody got to squeeze them in because the kids are back in school.
Yeah, the kids went back in July.
I know.
July the 30th
yeah,
for mine, which
I know.
Is insane.
Not for me, but not far behind that. But yeah, you know how it is. We got a good rhythm going, podcasting, we're doing this. Advertising, mm-hmm. design, it's awesome. And then it's like, then we take a few vacations here and there. And it's like, oh yeah. How do we do podcasts? And then, you know. That kind of thing. So
here we are.
We got to shake the cobwebs loose, dude.
125. Well, speaking of vacations.
Yeah.
You just went on a nice vacation.
I did take a little vacation.
Tell your fans where you went.
I went to the magical world of New York City.
New York City.
Get a rope. You know what? Famous advertising. A little slang there, right? New York City, get a rope.
New York City.
Yeah. Was that Pace Picante?
Pace Picante.
Okay.
This stuff's made in New York City.
Yeah. Get a rope. Yeah. I was worried I wasn't going to remember what salsa it was for. So yeah, New York City and Cape Cod. I'd never been up to the Cape.
Yeah.
So visited some family up in the Cape and then also visited some friends in Connecticut.
Wow, you covered a lot of ground.
Covered a lot of ground up there. There was a little bit of planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah, three states.
Up and around
there. I'm counting correctly.
Well, we also hit a little Rhode Island, drove through, you know, so we could call it four states.
I love me some Rhode Island.
Yeah, it's a small state, that Rhode Island.
Well,
it's teeny.
The tiniest.
Teeny, yeah.
The teeniest, in fact.
But New York, yeah. I mean, I think the New York was probably the highlight of the trip, and here's what I mean by that. We did the glamping on Governor's Island, right?
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, glamping is that sort of highfalutin fancy camping, right?
It's bougie
camping, right? So you still have a tent, you know, you got mosquito nets and things like that. But inside your tent, you have air conditioning, you have a chandelier. I mean, you've got, you know, chest of drawers and things like that. But I mean, it's you know, it's summer in New York. I mean, it's hot in there, you know.
Yeah.
That air conditioner, I mean, it spits out some AC, but
it's working overtime.
It doesn't travel far, if that makes any sense.
You got to sit right, move your bed over.
Oh
next
yeah.
To it.
Oh, dude, I pulled the beanbag chair right over to the air conditioner, took the top.
Is it like a window unit? Is it like a stand? What is it?
What are those little splits?
Like a little split.
Yeah. So, for those that I almost don't want to put this out on the internet because it was absolutely incredible, and I would totally do that again. It was super, super fun experience. Great dining. It's like a little resort and all these different types of tents, all the way up to like full on like tiny houses. Like if you don't want to glamp in a tent, you can be like in a shipping container, like fully enclosed, you know, no bugs and things like that, right? We were kind of in the safari style tents because it was kind of fun. But full bar, restaurant, you know, but it's crazy, man. You're like outdoor shower and it's like, oh, there's a Freedom Tower.
Outdoor shower.
You know, like there's like you know, all of Lower Manhattan right there. You know what I mean? Just riding. I mean, the ferry ride is all of 30 seconds. You know? And Governor's Island, it looks like they're doing a lot of renovation. They're going to be doing a chapter of one of the New York colleges in there. It's going to take us up some space. They've got tons of gardens, all these different things. You know, it's really I'm going to call it a Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of thing for New Yorkers, you know, where there are little parts of the island that have like restaurants. We were there on a Wednesday. Nothing's open, right?
Yeah.
So it was amazing in that, hey, you wake up Thursday morning, like no one's on Governor's Island. You're just walking around in your bathrobe.
Yeah, because everybody has to be off.
Everybody, every non-essential or non-resort person has to leave the island by 6 p.m.
By 6 p.m.
Yeah, it's crazy. So while we were there, they were filming the, whatever the follow-up to Sex and the City is. Do you know the name of that? What's the follow? You remember Sex and the City, of course.
Yeah, of course.
There's a spinoff.
Is there a spinoff?
Yeah, I forget what it's called. I think it's called And Just That, I think.
I don't know.
So, there was a bunch of filming happening at the resort. So, you know, but incredible views. I mean, you're like, wow, there's the Statue of Liberty. There's Lower Manhattan. There's, you know, and then killer bar, killer outdoor sort of fire pits, you know, s'mores, just unbelievable views. And then this unbelievable restaurant. I mean, just like fantastic meal. So it was absolutely insane.
How many people are at this resort? Like how many tents?
How many little
talking
tents
about?
Are there? Not many.
I mean, I'm talking a handful.
15.
Okay.
20-ish. You know.
So it looks like an army barracks. Like,
yeah, it does. It does. Like yeah. There was. What were we watching? Rach and I were just watching something on TV. I think. Oh, it was the Netflix show Owning Manhattan. Have you seen that on? The buying Manhattan,
yeah,
or whatever.
Selling Manhattan, buying Manhattan.
Sirhan, the Ryan Serhant. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
That guy?
Yes. Okay.
So they have some flyover shots, you know, like just B-roll footage of like, oh, we're zooming through New York or whatever. Like, well, they had one shot of Lower Manhattan, and you can actually see the little compound of tents and everything in the show. We're like, oh my God, that's hilarious. We were just there. So I think a lot of people don't know it's there. And there, I think it does a lot of like corporate events and like, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
team building.
Yeah, team building. Yeah. Like, hey, everybody come here for the day. So
was it full?
No. So it was us. Now, again, midweek. You know, just regular
but
old.
Still summertime.
You know, summertime, you know, midweek. I think there were maybe three other tents that were occupied. And then, yeah, the chef was doing a whole tasting, pairing, getting ready for an event. They had like other event planners there. But like, dude, we had like the whole place to ourselves. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. Fantastic concierge. I can't give this place a high enough rating.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, really fun. So I have no idea what this has to do with advertising, but it was a great, great trip. I guess it tied into advertising. When we went into the city, my son really wanted to go to Times Square.
Well, you kind of have to. I mean, right? Which, it's kind of a rite of passage in a weird way. You got to go once.
Yeah, you got to go at least once. He has been to the city a few times, but has never been. He's like, I want to go to Times Square. We've always been like, ugh, gross, like poo-poo.
I love walking through there.
So so we stayed on the Lower East Side, and we're like, you know what? You know, whatever. Let's just walk up Broadway, and we'll just, you know, see what we see, you know, and go to Times Square. And so, yeah, we did it. And you think, you know, we grew up, you know, 80s, 90s and advertising, you know, Madison Avenue and New York, all that stuff, right? And when we came out of ad school, you know, it was still like...
New York was the hub, man.
New York was the, you know, all that good stuff, right? I don't know. Do you feel like it still is like that anymore? Like, do you feel like Madison Avenue, New York, you know,
I think the capital
of the advertising world, that kind of thing?
It's not as glamorized as it once was. And I think that, there's obviously a still a heavy presence of big global firms there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think it's lost a little bit of the Don Draper.
Yeah. Well, I think that ties into what I was going to say. It's like you get to Times Square and you're like, I mean, even Curbs was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. You know, now it was 10,000 degrees in there.
It was 10,000 degrees. If it's a nice fall day, then it's okay. Yeah. You know?
We just walked like 35 blocks.
Yeah. When you're sweating bullets and it's, you know, 128 degrees outside.
Dude, there's another story there about Don Mock sweating bullets. But yeah, I mean, it was hot. It was hot. And then it's the whole like, oh man, watch out for the guys in costumes. They like accost you. You know what I mean? They all want to come
like
up.
Spider-Man.
All that stuff. Get your picture taken. And then they're like, okay, now you have to Venmo me $10 or whatever. It's like, much money. It's like, no thanks, dude. You know? So, so it's like, yeah, hey, we're at times. I mean, you know, TKTS is still there. If you're a local, you can go stand in line and get the good, you know, like, I mean, they're still, you know, but it's like, oh, the M&M store.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Hershey's store.
There may be like a Lego store down there now.
I'm sure there's a Lego store. It's all that sort of bizarre commercialism, but it's not, I don't know. It's better than it was in the 80s in terms of like being disgusting and, you know, peep shows and all that good stuff. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not super anti.
Is it better? I don't know.
Well, I mean, do you want to wait 2 hours for your Olive Garden, you know, or your, you know, the biggest Applebee's I think I've ever seen, right? A three-story Applebee's, you know, it's like,
maybe
what
I'm weird, but every time I've been to New York, I've walked through Times Square. Like
every time?
I think
you are weird then.
I think every time.
Okay. All right.
Now, just one.
Yeah.
We're not spending a whole lot of time there.
Sure, sure.
Watch the weirdos and just to see the scene. Like, it's just, it's more ridiculous every time you go, Like, it's just, and just the whole, like, speaking of advertising, just the inundation of the screens. And it's always been like that. But now it's, now we've got 3D and things are crawling off buildings and like, You know.
We hung out there trying to. I was waiting for some type of cool effect billboard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's multidimensional, where the cat is falling.
The cat's coming off of the bill. Yeah.
Didn't really see any of that. It was heavy movie promotion. You know, all movie ads, like Twisters and Deadpool and Wolverine, like just this movie, which was interesting. And then some like, you know, insurance and prudentials and things like that. You know, I mean, it's still cool. It still is a visual spectacle, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
But I don't, you know, for me, I don't know that it's necessarily as much of a, like, a destination. I got to go there and check it out, you know, that type of thing.
So, no, I like to do a stroll and just...
Yeah. But New York is awesome, man. I love New York. I am not a Manhattanite. I don't even know if that's a word, but like that, I mean, I enjoy it. And then it's like, all right, yeah, let's get on the train and get the hell out of here. You know, like, I mean, it's super fun. It's super, you know, it's
energy. I couldn't live there,
but it's like, oh man, there is, you know, there's a lot going on. I will say the other highlight of being in the city was we finally walked the High Line, which was super, super cool. And that was really, really well done. You know, and it's interesting that I think was maybe a not so desirable part of town, right? That now with Hudson Yards over there and the High Line, you know, it's like, oh, developers want to build on the High Line. You know what I mean? To utilize that piece of real estate. It was actually really interesting. So, and it was really, really cool how, from a design perspective, fantastic infographics, fantastic wayfinding in terms of how to get on, how to get off. And then when you're on there, right, you know, you've got the pedestrian portion and then it's got the gardens on both sides, right? Yeah. Well, they have little signs everywhere that's basically, it is kind of way possible saying, stay on the path and do not F with the vegetation. You know, it's like, do not walk over here on the, don't touch this, don't touch, you know? And it's, you know, I feel like, God, it feels like every 50 feet you see one of these signs, but it was so tastefully well done that you're just like, oh yeah, yeah, I gotta stay on the path, you know? And the whole aspect of like, oh, the honeybees are back. Like, is absolutely 100% legit. It was amazing. It was like, here I am in New York, Hudson Yards, like all this crazy stuff is happening. But if you just go super like macro level, you're like, oh yeah, here's all these amazing flowers and there's freaking honeybees everywhere. Like, like doing their thing. It was really, really, you know, there's a children's book, I think it's called The Curious Garden, that sort of documents a little bit about that as well. But it really, that was a really fun kind of unique experience, you know, that I really enjoyed that. So that was pretty fun too. So yeah, other than that, I think from an advertising perspective on the rest of the trip, I did notice, you know, once you get out of New York and sort of that lower Connecticut and going up to the Cape and whatnot, you know, it's really, there's stretches of, God, it's not 95. I couldn't tell you what road it was, but it was noticeable where it's like, oh man, all the billboards are gone. Like, well, you've been to the Cape many, many times, you know, and you've got, what is it, 6 and 28 or something like that going in and out where the bridge is? Do you remember that? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Anyway, someone will fact check me and tell me I'm an idiot. But there is a stretch of Massachusetts and then into the Cape where you're like, you know, you're driving 70 miles an hour on the freeway. And it's like, man, I haven't seen a billboard in like a half hour. Like, this is almost bizarre because, I mean, we're city, you know, we live in the city, right? You know, so I mean, we're inundated with billboards all over Atlanta. You know, when I go back to San Francisco, there's billboards everywhere. But although 280 out west doesn't have a lot of billboards, but, you know, the Bay Shore's got, I mean, we're just kind of used to big metropolitan areas. And then it's like, oh man, I'm just driving on this freeway, but there's no billboards, which I found really kind of interesting, you know, because there's still commerce out there. So
that's, I spent a few days in Maine and it was, I don't know that I saw a single billboard in Maine.
That's
just
a great
quiet place.
Yeah. How long, you were up there for what? 3-4 days? How long were you up there?
4 days.
Four days?
We did 4 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't really spent a whole lot of time up there. I had done a trip up there in high school.
Okay.
But man, that's a beautiful place. Loved it. And I'm a big lobster fan, as I guess our listeners probably don't know. But yeah.
I love me some lobster too.
New York is fantastic. The last time I was there, it was...
Well, you went this year, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, it was whenever the summit was, whenever the global summit was. Was that? No, it wasn't this year.
It was last year?
I feel like it was last year.
Okay.
Wasn't it last year?
I don't know, man. Dude, I am not well with
space-time
continuum.
Anyway, get trapped down in the district and like, oh, every street is blocked off. Our car dropped us off. Every street was blocked off. The rest of the family was going to do something else. Okay. And I needed to make it back to where we were staying.
Yeah.
So I ended up riding. It was pouring down rain.
Okay. This was, and by summit, you mean like the UN was meeting or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
So, I mean, everything was blocked off.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get a car. I couldn't get anything.
Yeah.
So I had to grab a city bike.
Okay, nice.
Jumped on a city bike and rode, I don't know, like 3.5-4 miles back to where we were staying.
Dude, that's awesome.
In the pouring down rain in New York. And it was like, it was one of those, I was like, I absolutely love this.
Yeah.
I have no idea where I am.
Yeah.
Don't really know where I'm going.
Sure. Well, it's a grid system. You can't get that lost.
And I'm on some electric bike.
Yeah.
Riding around. It was great.
Dude, I'm telling you, you walk up Broadway for 30 blocks, you got to watch those damn bikes, dude. I mean, those things will take
everywhere.
You out, dude. Like, it is, it's funny. And then we, Did we take a car? We grabbed a couple of Ubers here and there versus the subway. We did take the subway around town, but there's definitely that, like, oh, I got to go from here to here. I don't really know which subway to
take. Oh, the subway's a whole...
Yeah, so it's like, all right, let me just jump in an Uber real quick. And my hot take coming out of there was, man, call it just how used to everybody is up there driving or whatever like that, but it seemed more calm and relaxing driving in lower Manhattan than it ever has, almost compared to, like, driving in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So, like, hot take, you know, it's safer there. I mean, they're just used to interchanging and
they know,
you
know how to do it. Yeah.
They know how to do it and how to go left and block the light and all the different things, right? And here, everybody, you know, I don't know. It was kind of an interesting vibe. I was like, man, it's safer to drive in Manhattan than it is to drive in Buckhead nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, what in the world is going on there? You know, so funny.
Could you live in New York?
Could I live in New York?
Yeah.
I think that moment has passed.
Yeah.
I think that the time to live in New York, this is just a personal opinion, is probably right out of school when you don't have stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're unencumbered with family and things, yeah. Right?
And like, you can't afford a place to put
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, hey, just use all of your budget on a safe place for you to sleep at night. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like housing, you know, because you don't really need anything else, you know?
Right.
I have like three teenagers like that. There's no way.
Yeah. You can't, you're right. No one's you got to do it when you're single and when you're out and about most of the time.
Yeah.
It's not a place where you spend a lot of time at home.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you just need a bed and a light switch and you need to feel somewhat quasi safe when you pass out.
Or you just have to be uber, uber wealthy and you can afford a place. And
yeah,
like I couldn't be there year round, but
yeah. Could you do it? I mean, could you live in New York?
I don't think I could do it full time.
Okay. Neither one of us could do it right now with the way our lives are. Fast forward, call it 10, 15 years. I'm making this up right now. No children are living in our houses anymore. You know, and you did have, call it discretionary income to buy some type of cool whatever. Yeah. You know, could you do it?
I think it's a young man's game.
Yeah, I don't think it's a younger man's game. Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
I mean, I love all the restaurants and I love the culture and I love the theater and I love all the things.
Yeah, but it's a lot, dude.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think the older you get, at least for me, it's like I want to slow down, not speed up.
Yeah, I think to echo that sentiment, I think when and if I ever move from Atlanta, I don't think it would be to another city. You know, I think it would be more to a
more rural.
I don't want to say rural because I don't know. I'm not going to live out in the
sticks
in the country. Like I wouldn't know what to do. You know.
Yeah.
But like I wouldn't be moving from Atlanta to an even crazier metropolitan environment. Yeah. If that makes any sense.
I mean, I can see. I will always travel to New York. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go up there for weekends and do that and go to the restaurants and eat and do all the things.
Totally, totally.
I would imagine.
Yeah, it's a great place. It is exciting. It's stimulating. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun stuff. I think, you know, not a knock on the commercialized aspect of the world, but, you know, the power of the internet has made a lot of things that used to be special not necessarily as special. And I think that New York is probably, or New York City is probably a victim of that as well. Like, you know, it's, oh, I don't have to go to this one unique shop that only exists in New York that you can only get whatever XYZ thing there. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
well, not only that, but even to bring it back to Times Square, like all the, and I mean this lovingly, the lunatics that are in Times Square, the street performers and everything, all the awesome, cool, crazy stuff you see.
Yeah.
Now you just go on TikTok or wherever and it's there.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not this mysterious wonderland of street talent, you know, and places like that. So
I mean,
I think you're right. I think it's lost a little bit of that.
It's still amazing. It's still amazing. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, I don't think I could. I don't think I could live there.
But legal marijuana, boy.
I will say.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably 10:30 in the morning. It is. Yeah. Just to recap a funny little anecdote. It's probably 10:30, maybe 11. In the morning on a, you know, call it a Thursday.
Yeah.
Right. Walking up Broadway. Hey, let's hit the CVS and grab a couple Gatorades. Cause it's like 90 degrees. And because you have the buildings, there's no like wind, you know, there's no like breeze. Right. Ooh, it's a little, we're schwitzing a little bit here. You know, let's grab some Gatorades as we keep going. Like, oh, there's a dude just camped out right there. Like one of these little, like just blazing it up like nobody's business. It was incredible. I was just like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Like, it's not even lunchtime, man. This guy's got the fattest blunt you've ever seen, just rocking it right outside of CVS. Yeah. And it's like, it's great, man. Well, nobody cares.
We've both been to a lot of places, a lot of states where now cannabis is legal.
Yeah. And we've talked on previous podcasts about working in the cannabis industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've done packaging.
It's legal in a lot of places, but boy, are they proud of it in New York. I mean, it's loud and proud.
Yeah, dude, we're pushing the toddler stroller and blazing up, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's a different vibe, man. But it's cool. I mean, it's whatever, dude, whatever, you know, just everybody's kind of busy doing their own thing in New York. That's what's kind of fun about it to a certain extent.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love walking down the street, and it's like, I mean, within a span of one block, you see every single culture, every single,
totally.
You know?
Well, yeah, my son was like, oh, do we have to walk? And I was like, yes, because
you got to walk.
You got to see what you see, you know? And it's like, oh my God, here's this crazy. I mean, took all these pictures of like, here's this crazy graffiti street art that's on the sidewalk. Like, you're not, you know, like, oh, look at this crazy thing over here. Like, you just see all this wacky, crazy, awesome stuff. I mean, that's part of the vibe. So, which is super cool. And it is, you know, from a work perspective, it's kind of invigorating. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, oh, wow, there's all these cool things happening all over the place, you know? You know, I'm the super dork that goes on vacation and then takes pictures of ads and in other places. So, but yeah, it was super fun. Super fun. So,
New York.
I know. New York, you know, Cape Cod, totally the opposite of New York. And then, I don't know, Connecticut kind of sandwiched in between, which is super fun.
I'm just trying to think, honestly, if I've... It's going to sound odd.
If you've ever taken a photo of an ad on vacation?
No, I'm sure. I'm certain I have, but yeah. I don't know that I've ever been to the state of Connecticut.
Really? Okay.
I'm saying that out loud, and I'm trying to rack my brain. I'm not sure that I ever have.
Yeah. Well, let me come at it from my perspective. If I didn't have family there, right? Why would you?
I've been to all the surrounding states. I mean, I've been.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've.
Yeah. Well, my wife grew up there, and you know, my in-laws are still there, and there's still a tremendous amount of family there. So, and it is a very easy launch pad to be there, and then you know MTA down into the city. I mean, you just you literally hop out in Grand Central, and then you know you're ready to go. So, I mean, it's a you know that's why I've been there.
Yeah.
So many times. So
Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut, the Constitution State.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Tales from vacation.
Tales from the end of summer vacay.
That's right.
Everybody.
And now we're back. And you will hear us more regularly here on our podcast.
Exactly. Where can the people find us when they're not listening to our excellent voices?
When we're not wandering around the streets of New York, you can find us online at mocktheagency.com, of course, and across the socials. We're not hard to find.
Cool, cool. All right.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, everybody.
Mock the podcast.